Pony on the 12th Floor, written and read by Polly Faber. Kizzy thought she had dreamed of every possible way she might get a pony. She'd never expected to pick one up from the Super Saver. Kizzy had only gone in for milk and macaroni. She was walking home from school with her best friend Pavel, and he was rolling his eyes as she demonstrated how to clear solid obstacles on a show jumping course. Kizzy, her skirt hitched up, had successfully jumped a low wall of cereal boxes on a two-for-one deal and was cantering down the aisle towards a display of toilet rolls. And there it was, a pony. She swerved abruptly and stopped, toilet rolls scattered everywhere. "Is that a refusal or a knockdown? Not a clean round anyway. You get points for it," Pavel was saying when he saw it too. "Oh."
"False, Pavel," whispered Kizzy. "How many times? It's false, not points. But please tell me this is real and not a mirage in my horse desert." She edged towards the pony, her hands stretched out in wonder. It was bathed in a shaft of sunlight. The tinny background music playing in the Super Saver sounded like a choir of angels. The pony looked surprisingly at home in the bakery section. Its nose was buried in a tray of flapjacks, which it was crunching through at speed. It was plump and chestnut-coloured, with a pale golden tail and a shaggy mane that fell over dark, heavily lash-fringed eyes. Kizzy had never seen anything more beautiful.
A rope trailed on the ground from the pony's head collar. Kizzy closed her gaping mouth and looked around for the person who should have been holding the other end. There was nobody in sight.
"Oi, who let that animal in here? It's guide dogs only."
A wary-looking security guard popped up at the other end of the aisle. He waved his arms around uncertainly.
"Whoa, shoo, away with you."
Shoplifting ponies had probably not been included in his training, Kizzy thought. The pony lifted its head from the flapjacks, shook out its mane, causing a small shower of honeyed oats to fall from its whiskers, and took a single step towards the guard. The guard shrieked, stumbled backwards, and tipped bottom first into the open chest freezer behind him.
"Ugh, it's savage! It's coming for me!"
Floundering in the freezer, he grabbed the nearest thing to hand, a box of potato waffles, and brandished it in front of him like a shield. The pony paused, considered the waffles, then turned back to the tray of flapjacks and resumed eating. Kizzy made a sudden decision. She picked up the pony's trailing rope. "It's okay," she reassured the guard. "You're quite safe. I've got him again now. He belongs to me." She wasn't even sure the pony was a he. It didn't seem the right moment to check. Pavel stared at Kizzy. He didn't speak, but his look said plenty.
"I'm really sorry," continued Kizzy, ignoring Pavel. "He got away from me. I think it was the smell, you know, the baking smell wafting out through the doors. It always makes me hungry, and I'm afraid my pony couldn't help himself and decided to come in and help himself. We'll be on our way now, and we'll pay for these."
Kizzy spread out her hand and indicated the flapjacks and a tray of apple puffs beneath that had also been attacked by pony teeth. Pavel offered his arm to the security guard to help him out of the freezer. He began to brush ice crystals and stray frozen peas off the man's uniform, but the guard angrily battered him away. Judging by the guard's face, Kizzy thought it would be sensible for them to leave the Super Saver as soon as possible. She led the pony away. With one last snatch at the pastries, the pony followed happily. Pavel was still ominously silent, but Kizzy kept talking enough for both of them.
"I only just got him, so I'm still learning. I'm very sorry. It won't happen again. Excuse us. Mind out the way, please. Thank you."
They waited in line awkwardly behind a queue of staring shoppers. Then Kizzy put a handful of change down in front of the cashier.
"That should cover it. We don't need a bag. Thank you. Lovely day, isn't it? See you soon."
"Unexpected pony in the bagging area," muttered the cashier as they departed.